Shh, don't tell Brett, y'all, but today we're celebrating her milestone birthday in a major way.
You don't want to miss all the big surprises we have in store for her.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Yes, Rihanna explains why she started dating A$AP Rocky with a lot of caution.
And Christina Applegate comes to Robin Dixon's rescue, but will Andy Cohen listen? But first, Brad, what you got?
Well, my manner, Tanner, Essence Magazine wasn't kidding when they said Damson Idris was the man of the moment, because that moment has passed. Oh. And then it was Russell Wilson, but that also just lasted a moment, because they crowned a new man of the moment, and it's none other than Mr. Confessions himself, Usher, baby. That's right, they posted the cover on IG with the caption, "The thoughts we have running through our head. Just take us all to the water. This is our confession. We licked the screen. Forgive us." Want to jump in?
Ain't that somebody's husband? I know y'all lying.
Yeah, he shouldn't be posing like that, honey. Just got married.
Yeah,
so.
He got his ring on. Like, they really trying to tell me I licked the screen. I wish somebody would.
Yeah, you still got to sell a sexy image. That's right.
Yeah, that
people
gravitate
towards him.
No.
That's like back in the day, they'd be married and just hide it so they could still sell the sexy.
That's what he's giving. So it's okay for him to put that. If he was giving school teacher, they probably wouldn't have said that. Right. He's in a steamy bathtub, showing his leg, his knee, and his chest. I mean, he's giving sexy.
Yeah,
so
but we're imagining, though, Brad, like they said, honey, you're imagining what's under the water.
I was going to say, out of everybody thus far, he has the best cover.
Well, you can actually read his name because the fonts they've been using for these last three are ultra. I want to buy them some fonts.
Right.
Like the one for Idris, it was like whack and green. Like,
yeah,
like,
that's hard to read there. Yeah.
That was the MS Paint. And then the next one, trash.
You can't even
see who that is.
They should have made it white maybe or something.
All you got to do is click that little outline tab. It'll click another color.
Drop shadow or something at least.
All right, well, moving on. And looks like Miss Riri, love for A$AP Rocky, was a slow burn before they hooked up. Mm. So in a recent interview, Miss Riri opened up about her and A$AP's cautious start. She said, I don't even have a good Riri voice. Do I have a good Riri? Let me see if I can find it. We've known each other for a long time. I've seen him in relationships. He's seen me in relationships. We knew that we were capable of and the trouble that we could bring each other's lives. We can make or break each other's hearts. So we started dating with a lot of caution. Was that good?
Yeah, that was good.
What? Okay. Yeah. Y'all not meant for some Riri.
Because she's got like a slight accent.
Yeah, she got a slight accent. But I'm right here there with her. They was like the heartbreakers. Mm. And their relationship. Mm. So, and all the relationships. And so, I am glad that they, you know, started off cautiously.
Love them together.
And went into it with the right intentions. And here they are with our two beautiful niece and nephew. How about
they
that?
They fell off. They broke up and then they got back together.
They got back together.
Yeah. Especially like to play relationship double dutch and have to watch the person you want be in another relationship. And you just got to like hope
Wait
you break
time.
Up in time to catch them while the opportunity is there.
Yeah, I went through that.
Drake is somewhere punching the air.
Timing
is it better to build a friendship first?
Yes,
and then
absolutely.
Get with each other?
Yeah, that's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Well.
What,
You
Gary?
Just like hopping in the bed first, right?
Let me tell you something, because we ain't got time to be wasted. Nobody got time for all that to see if we, we like each other. Let's go ahead first and then see if we like each other. Y'all, honey, y'all go ahead.
That's how they do it in the street now.
Nah.
Look at
Tanner. First,
listen, I'm just saying, if you're getting ready to buy a car and you just like look at the car and you hang out with the car and then eventually one of these days you drive the car and you're like, this car doesn't drive like
you
I hoped it would.
You can't compare a car to a human.
I know, that's not good.
Just watch out for the speed bumps.
Sorry,
Tanner. But he's a guy and that's how they think though, Brad.
That's horrible.
That's terrible. True, that's
and yes, the truth. And the streets get worse and worse.
The streets are worse and worse.
Yes,
the buses are nasty. The buses are not new.
They get darker early.
The trains are even worse.
But anyway, y'all, what it looks like honey, Miss Christina Applegate, honey, is a Bravaholic just like me. Now, she took to X, honey, for some answers from Andy Cohen on whether we'll see her favorite housewife back on the show next season. She tweeted, "Why is Robin Dixon not coming back to Real Housewives of Potomac? No! Andy, you need to explain this to me. She is my favorite housewife of all the franchises. Andy, call me now. You don't have my number, but you know I love you."
That was an even better Christina Applegate.
Christina Applegate, yes.
Amazing impersonation.
Mm-hmm. I think Robin Dixon being the favorite housewife is very random. Yeah, what did she talk about?
Well, she didn't talk about her husband, Warren.
She did
cheating,
not talk
honey.
About her husband, Warren.
She didn't
Warren
talk
cheating.
About it, so she kept it to herself.
Yes.
So, you know, and I don't know. But I like her.
But that's why she's not coming back.
First. So, okay, y'all. So which one is y'all favorite housewife? Brad, Tamar?
Portia
I know these
Williams.
Don't watch it. Portia?
Portia
yes,
Williams.
We're glad she's back.
I co-sign that.
Yeah, but I'm going to need her to have some people on the show with her. Who's coming?
I mean, we find that out when the show come out.
Or no, we want to know before.
Well, we will hear before, I'm sure, once they get all the people.
Okay, yeah.
Actually, they're filming, so we do know some of the people, but we can't expose that yet.
Got that. Oh, I'm so glad.
Move on.
Well, you have to tell me after this. I can't wait.
Well, it looks like our set is changing. Surprise, surprise. Coming on Sunday, and it is your biggest birthday of them all. Yay! Happy 50th birthday. You know we had to do it big for you this lap, sis.
Man,
come on,
y'all
yo.
Ain't right for that.
But what you wanted us to do, not mention it, it's your 50th birthday. We love you so much.
That
we
only happens
to give it to you.
Once, unless you're a leap year person.
Yes. Oh, and you look young as I don't know what. Look how pretty you
can
are.
We have these photos back here. We got you and Judy, little True.
That's my sis.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I expected you to look as shocked as you looked in that picture. However, we'll take what we could get. Here's some surprise birthday videos from a couple of your friends. Check it out.
Oh, what?
Brett, happy birthday from one Harris to the next.
No, you Smith Harris. No, happy birthday from one Harris to the next.
Well, yes, there you man, have this it. Happy birthday y'all. From the Smith Harris and Harris crew.
Y'all should have did it.
Deborah, happy 50th from Brandy. I love you. I hope your life is great and you continue to live and not take anything for granted. God bless you.
Happy birthday, Deborah. Yes, I'm rocking the do-rag. You get it. That's because you rocking the do-rag and the shy this season, so I want to do it, you know.
Oh, my
show
God.
Show solidarity. Anyway, wow. Happy birthday. You're an icon. You're a legend. I'm so grateful that you were born. You are first. You are a groundbreaker, an innovator.
Oh,
a lot of us
God.
Are walking around looking like you, dressing like you, trying to be like you. So thanks for setting the trend. Sending you so much love. Hope you have the best
let
birthday
it go, let
ever.
It go.
Happy birthday. Mm. Peace.
That's what's up. Wow. Oh, that was nice. Okay, that's it. Okay.
That's it?
No, there's more.
No, baby, not at all.
What if I told you to brace yourself?
No, for real.
For the rest of the show, we are going to celebrate your big day, Dish Nation style.
No.
It's the only way. This is how we do.
What does that mean? Come on, we got other show stuff to do.
We did it already.
Later for them people.
Hey.
None of the people are the brat. None of the people are the first female rapper to go platinum. None of them people are the first female rapper to be on Dish Nation and do all the dope things you did.
The brat, period.
God.
Okay, so finish it out.
Some other people ain't deaf as you.
Yeah, we're not thinking about her.
Everybody stay right here, because we about to turn all the way up with a bunch of surprises for our sis right after the break.
My heart can't take it.
Waves gonna take it today.
No, for real, that's enough.
No, it's not.
We're not done.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. As you can see by the background today, it's all about our girl, Brat-tat-tat. This is a pretty big birthday, Brat, so we had to do it right and give you the flowers you so rightfully deserve.
Yeah.
Now, over the years, you've done some epic collaborations, classics that we're going to listen to forever. So not only are we thankful for you, so are the people you've made music with. And with that being said, check this out.
Happy birthday, Brat. You're one of my favorite humans. Sweet, kind.
Come on,
always
y'all.
Do from the heart. Always want to make sure every room you walk into is better than when you found it. Man, this woman has been around since that right there was founded. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see what that is. You know what I'm saying? Brat, I love you. Happy birthday.
Wow.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
Well, okay. Y'all, we are not done. And this Brat, we are not done, honey. Tyrese isn't the only superstar that Brat has topped the charts with and has made a lot of magic and music together. So we can't even mention epic collaborations without this one. Now, y'all are about to lose control when you see this.
Uh-oh.
Check this out.
Happy birthday, sis. The Big 5-0, baby. You wow. already know. Now listen, I hope you got them knees oiled up, because you know the arthritis start kicking in around about this time, in the knees, in the back. Yeah, pull out that big cat. You already know. But you know what? I want to tell you happy birthday. You are so deserving of the best birthday ever. I thank God that you are still here with us. You are such an amazing spirit, amazing talent, amazing mother, just amazing all around. So I just want to say that I love you and happy birthday again. And pull that big gay out, baby, because the arthritis is here. Holla.
Thank you, Miss.
Oh, I love it.
That was so sweet.
Well, since I've known you, I've had the pleasure to not only watch you do your thing, but to also watch you become a wife as well as a mother. Mm. So what kind of party would it be without the people who mean the most to you? Yo, Fed, where you at?
Oh! Hey. Oh, my God! No! You
Hi, Juju.
Hey, how you doing? Let me move this out the way.
Somebody's
oh, my God.
That's wrong, yeah.
Oh, my God, my stage.
Just because she's crazy up in there. How you doing?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Why do that? You just talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you,
man. We got a mom cute here.
Oh, my God, he's so big.
Head on.
With the baby Timbs on.
Hi. Hi, Choo Choo.
Hi. That's a handsome fella right there.
Hi, stinky man. Hi, you want my guesses? You want them? Hi, beautiful.
Hi. Aww. Happy birthday.
Oh, my God. Hi, Mommy. How are y'all? Yeah. This is crazy.
She was just saying all she wanted to do was hang out with y'all and see y'all today. Look, look how dope God is, man.
I need you so much.
Well, we want to welcome Mama Brat, a.k.a. Miss Nadine, and Brat's beautiful wife, Jessica Harris DuPart, and our nephew, True Legend.
Yo,
how does it feel to celebrate another year around the sun with this one right here?
Y'all ain't right.
Great.
Fantastic.
Great.
Thank you, man.
I feel blessed.
All right, y'all. And guess what, you guys, honey? The party is just getting started. Stay tuned for more birthday surprises after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back, honey.
You did great. You did great.
Anyway, we're going to continue, y'all, celebrating my niece's birthday, the Brad. Oh, 50. Brad, you turned 50? Girl, you older than me. But anyway.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
All right, y'all. So look, honey, we're about to taste the rainbow. Look at all these beautiful, colorful, kaleidoscope-themed cupcakes. And, honey, they even have Brad, your photos on them for the cupcake toppers. I mean, this is fancy.
It's so fantastic.
Yes, honey. But girl, honey, I'm shocked, niece, baby, that you really have a lot of friends, girl.
Why you shocked? Yes, honey. Why you shocked? Because you only got two friends.
I know. That's why I thought everybody had
both
one.
Both of your hands.
Judy, you better talk to me like that.
I ain't in it.
Okay. Well, here comes another surprise birthday message.
Lenny. It's Jabrat's birthday. What can I get the woman who has everything? She doesn't want you.
Yeah, because Lenny.
She has a baby. What can we do, Lenny? Happy birthday, Brat. I love you, but I gotta get back to Lenny. I love you so much. Everything's gonna be good. It's another day around the sun, and I hope that you too can have a Lenny like me. I love you too, Judy.
Oh my gosh, she that was funny because on her show she actually broke up with him when she saw him.
Yeah.
Now she's trying to get him back. Yeah, that is, she's so funny. Thank you, Sherry. Oh my God. All right, that's enough. I've had enough. Can we?
Yeah, but I want to ask True, he met his Auntie Sherry. How was that, honey? I mean, you know, it wasn't too long ago.
You want him to answer you?
Yeah.
He looks like he's getting ready too.
He busy.
He busy.
He on his lunch break.
All right, Brad. So many people love you over the years. Your friends have become family. So of course we couldn't celebrate your big day without your big brother. Check this out.
It's your birthday. You know y'all can't make no montage video without me being a part of your birthday. My little sister, I love you. It's your 50th birthday. Just that big one. Just that big one. That big 5-0. I just wanted to tell you I love you. I love you. And that's it, man. You know what I mean? You know what you are to me. You mean so much to me. Happy to see you. Continuing to keep doing what you're doing in life and moving forward.
Oh, thank you, JD.
All right, well, since we're not done celebrating you, we love you so much.
Yes, we'll
be right back with more.
No. We are done, ladies and gentlemen. We thank everybody for watching this right session, and we won't be right back after the break. Y'all have a good weekend.
Y'all, we'll be right back with more surprises after the break. We love you.
Come on, y'all.
Yay!
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Now, how are you going to have a celebration this weekend? How are you going to celebrate? What are you going to do?
Like, for my birthday, I just want to chill, yo, and relax and just woosah. I've been to every club. We've done every party. We've done every surprise. I've gotten every car. I've gotten every piece of jewelry. I have so much love, and I'm so grateful to God for all my friends, all my family.
Aww. Well, we love it. Miss Juju, how you feel about that? Do you feel like she should relax for her birthday, or do we have something else?
So I have gone and done what her wishes have been and just planned some alone time with us. Mm-hmm. Some chill time or whatever happens over the weekend.
That's right.
That's what's up. Yeah, Judy, that don't seem real. I can hear it in your voice, Judy.
Well, girl, you know we love you so much, so we have more surprises for you, my love bug. And I have no idea who this next message is from, so let's just see.
But you can't stay. Another day with me is driving me crazy, cause you're making me sad every minute. Cry every second. Why should I keep hanging on? You know the song, Tad.
We wrote that
That's
together.
Our song.
Yes.
LT Hutton lost it. LT Hutton, if you're at this affair, where are you? Where did you put that song?
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow.
I love you so much. Happy birthday. They told me the number. I don't do numbers. Don't know what it is. Have no recollection of any of it. Just wanted to say I love you so much.
Oh,
you are the world's best. And kisses and love from your BFF.
Yes, for my BFF. That was beautiful. Oh, Shug. I love you, MC. Mommy, thank you for having me. And thank you, beautiful, for always loving me and supporting me and being my beautiful wife. Thank you, man, for being in my belly and being my little boy, because I never thought I was going to have a little boy. And he is my soul. So I'm just grateful for everything. I had him at 49. That's not normal. People don't usually get to do that. And I'm very blessed. And that's it. Jesus.
Thank you, Brad.
Happy birthday.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.